Sit in the posture that you prefer, whether it is the lotus pose or the half lotus pose or the cross-legged pose. Make sure that if a leg is not fully lying down on the floor, you support it with some cushion or rolled up blanket. This way, the leg's muscles can fully relax. If needed, also use some cushion or rolled up blanket to sit upon, so that your pelvis is slightly tilted forward. You probably need to sit on the side of this cushion or blanket roll to get that effect. A hollow lower back should be the result. The pelvis should not be tilted forward so much that the pressure on the knees is strongly increased. Feel your spine. Straighten it out without too much stretching it out. Align it. Just sit on your spine. Your arms should not be stretched out to your knees. The elbows should touch the side of your body, your forearms resting on your legs, palms turned upward. Bring the fingertips of thumb and index finger together to close this energy circuit, improving concentration. Your head is slightly tilted forward so that the back of your head is more or less aligned with the spine. Now close your eyes gently and enjoy the posture. Observe your pose from inside. Make sure that every part of your legs is relaxed. If some part still feels tense, try to let it sink into the floor. Now feel how your sit bones are connected to the floor. Make sure that the lower back stays hollow and that the entire upper body rests on the spine. Now shortly stretch your lower jaw out and let it snap back to its original position. Do this once more. Small. Now close your eyes firmly and let them open again with a snap. Do this once more. And once more. Close the eyes gently and feel your facial muscles. Relax your facial muscles. Let them hang. Now bring your hands together in the Namaste greeting in front of your heart center. Keeping the hands together, raise them up together above your head until they point to the sky with your arms stretched out completely. Now bring your hands to the back, letting your arms turn at the elbows, with the upper arm still stretched upward. Put the palms of the hands flat on your back, with one hand on each side of your spine. Now keep your hands on the back and open up your elbows as wide as you can, which causes your hands to naturally come to rest upon your shoulders. Now let the elbows come down close to the body and bring your forearms back to rest on your legs. Palms turned upward, bringing thumb and index finger back together. Your entire upper body is now just hanging from the spine. Check if this is true for your rib cage, your arms, your shoulders. If possible, just let them hang a bit more. Feel how the entire body thus rests upon the floor. Feel your contact surface with the earth. Be one with the earth. Make sure that your head remains slightly tilted forward, the back of the head aligned with the spine. Breathe through the nose and observe your breathing. Observe how with each ingoing breath, the body moves slightly upward, and with each outgoing breath, comes back down. Use this movement caused by the breath to further adjust your posture. Whichever part feels not relaxed, use the exhale to relax it, letting it hang more deeply, and if needed, readjust it a little. Now inhale a bit more deeply through the nose and exhale with a fast sigh through the mouth. Upon the inhale, focus on how the body moves upward and tension builds. Then with the outgoing sigh, make mental contact with the floor, letting all tension release into the floor. Now scan your body, and wherever there is pain, breathe into it, focus your attention on it, build up the energy there. Then exhale with a sigh, connecting with the floor, let the energy flow into the earth. Maybe in the shoulders, under the shoulder blades, in the hips, no matter where. If pain is there, breathe into it and release the tension in the earth with the exhale. Now breathe in more deeply towards the belly so that you can feel the pressure of the organs on your pelvis. Breathe in strongly to the belly, Hold the breath for a second or two, and then exhale rapidly through the mouth with a sigh. Keep on doing this for a while, focusing your attention on the belly organs upon inhaling, and on the contact with the floor upon the exhale. Release tension from the organs this way for as long as you see fit. Now return to normal breathing and let it again readjust your pose. The relaxed legs, the hollow lower back, the erect spine, the relaxed arms, the head tilted slightly forward. Relax whatever needs relaxing and feel the contact with the floor. Now hold your body still like a statue. Of course, you are a breathing statue, so some movement is still there. But aside of that, hold still and relax in that absence of unnecessary motion. Be that statue. Slow down your breath as much as you can. Any sudden gasps for breath are to be avoided. They mean that you are overdoing it. Just be a naturally, slowly breathing statue. Turn your attention towards the navel center. Feel how it is the gravitational center of your body, the center of your weight. When your body moves as one, it first moves from here. Yet now this point is unmoving. At this moment, your navel center just rests comfortably in the center of your body. Feel yourself sit naturally, as comfortably as possible. Feel your entire body as one. Feel the stability of your entire body as it sits on the earth. Feel your body as the statue that remains undisturbed by whatever happens around it. Feel your existence as that entire body. Feel your existence as that breathing body. Now make your breathing body the full object of your meditation. Focus on it. Exclude all movement. exclude all thought, all interpretation. Hold still. Just be that breathing body. Keep your focus on this physical part of your existence. Whenever something else appears in your mind, return to the feeling of physical, breathing, grounded, existent upon earth. Keep this focus for as long as you can or want to. Just be that peaceful, breathing body for a while.